Okay, good afternoon. Mike Ruccio from the regional office. One of the things we committed to coming out of two committee meetings ago was to send a clarifying letter explaining what we had put in place for how to account for carryover and beginning in fishing year 2014, and so we sent that letter on the 13th of September. Should be in the correspondence folder. I don't know if people have seen it, if they have specific questions on it. I can answer questions or try to give you a very, very brief overview, whatever your pleasure is, Terry.
Yeah. How about providing the council with a very brief overview?
Okay. So basically, the 10% still functions as it always has. You can still bring that forward as it's outlined in regulations. The change is how we're going to potentially account for that if it's used. And there's two components to it. First is we plan on developing a de minimis level that we'll analyze and put forward in rulemaking this fall. Think a very small percentage. Considering that the uncertainty buffer offset for management is 5%, it will fall somewhere within there. Very small amount, a nominal amount that we believe can be used for justification of safety purposes. If you have to forego a trip one fishing year and you need to bring that forward. As for the remaining 10%, it's subject to accountability measures only if the entire fishery level ACL is exceeded. So the use of carryover becomes somewhat of a risk evaluation, I guess, as opposed to in previous years where it was just brought forward. We weren't tracking it necessarily against sector ACE. In this case, it wouldn't be counted towards ACE unless the fishery level ACL is exceeded. And as I said, we'll be conducting rulemaking this fall to put forward numbers for de minimis levels and further explanation of that concept.
Thank you for your brevity. Questions, Terry?
So is this an answer to the suit that was filed against you, or what is that an answer to?
No, that's still pending, litigation that was filed for this year. This was done as a clarification. Recall going into this fishing year, we'd had a lot of correspondence and discussion that we, after further evaluation, believed that the way the 10%, the way that we were administering that, was probably inconsistent with National Standard 1 guidelines. And so since it already existed on the books, had already been previously approved, we wanted to clarify how we were doing the accounting for that. Basically, in the old system, there wouldn't have been any accountability the way we were tracking it. So this introduces that if necessary.
Are there any other questions for Mike? Thank you.
Sure.
Jamie.
So what we're looking for on this specific issue from the council today is whether or not you need additional clarification in Framework 51, and if not, and you're willing to wait for the forthcoming rulemaking in the fall and then respond to that. So basically, is this in or is it out?
Council members? Tom.
Given that we don't have anything in front of us and no options on the table, I think we're probably in a better position responding to the agency, and unless there's a stronger case to be made that I don't see. So I would say it's out, and we can streamline the document and respond to the agency's rulemaking and provide input then.
Does anybody feel differently? Okay. Seeing not. Jamie, any other questions?
The other pending issue was whether or not AMs for Atlantic halibut and wolffish should be revisited or not. And the Oversight Committee requested a report at this meeting on whether or not the AMs have been triggered or not for fishing year 2012. And I think the regional office has some information on that they can provide. Sue can provide.
Okay, Sue, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We did not go over on halibut or wolffish. We're at 91% of the ACL and 42% for halibut, 42% for wolffish. We did go over on both the windowpane flounders.
Thank you, Sue. So, Jamie, what are the implications for Framework 51?
Right now it's a placeholder. We haven't developed any changes or revisions. We were hoping to have that discussion today pending the regional office's report.
Do council members wish to discuss halibut and wolffish AMs? Tom?
It's great news that we haven't gone over. I don't think that necessarily changes the urgency. I think everybody on the water sees more and more halibut. It's a success story that we're almost certainly going to be behind in terms of its trajectory, and I think it's going to continue to loom over the fishery. I think it's something that we'll have to consider. Maybe it's more appropriate to consider it in the next framework. But I think the situation which we have now, which effectively directed halibut fishing in state waters, can lead to closures on Georgia's Bank for vessels that are completely separate. So I think we have a real problem with that AM. That said, maybe it's more appropriate for the next framework. It is going to be something that we're going to have to deal with. I imagine it's going to trip us up over the next few years.
So our council member is comfortable with deferring consideration to the next framework or next available action? I'm sensing no objection. Is anything further on framework 51, Jamie?
No, and thank you for the additional time.
Okay. Rachel, last but not least.
So we just sidebarred over the break and agreed with Tom Dempsey that I would run through the first seven slides of this presentation, which would take you up to the committee motions that we have, the two committee motions that we have for you today. Then we'll discuss those motions, you make decisions on them, and then at that time we can decide how to move forward, how quickly I should present the rest. So just after a brief review of the goals and timeline for this action, my slides have a summary of the discussion that's gone on so far since June between the committee, AP, and PDT on various potential measures. At last week's committee meeting, with Framework 51 going first on the agenda, we ran out of time for much discussion on many of these issues, and most of them were tabled to the next committee meeting. So here are the revised goals for the action that you voted on in June. For time's sake today, I won't go through and read them for you, but they're there. To implement this action in 2015, the council will need to approve the range of alternatives for the DEIS at your January 2014 meeting. So we're currently on schedule in developing measures this summer and fall. At the August 14th committee meeting, the committee passed a motion to task the PDT with developing alternatives to allow permit and or PSC splitting, as well as revisions to vessel upgrade restrictions, citing that this would create more opportunities to participate in the fishery and allow fishermen to match their holdings with the fisheries that they want to participate in. On the permit splitting, Amendment 5, back in 1993, prohibited permit splitting. And during the 90s, there were several other federal fisheries that were developing similar but different rules on permit splitting until an omnibus consistency amendment became necessary in the late 1990s for consistent regulations across all the FMPs. The PDT noted that permit splitting could cause effort in other fisheries to increase, which may not be a problem for those stocks that are managed with ACLs, but there are other potential impacts of temporal or spatial impacts, shifts that should be considered. It may be better to accomplish permit splitting through an omnibus amendment. And this was reiterated in a September 16th letter from the regional administrator. Permit splitting without accumulation limits in place could advance consolidation in the fishery. And splitting PSC off of the suite of groundfish PSC is possible, though it would increase the tracking complexity in the fishery. So last week, the GAP endorsed both permit and PSC splitting, and the committee moved that permit splitting should be taken up via an omnibus amendment, and they also voted to not include PSC splitting in Amendment 18, largely citing the potential complexity of tracking PSC as it moves between permit holders. So I'll stop there for you to consider those two motions.
Thank you, Rachel. Are there questions for Rachel on her presentation thus far? Seeing none, Tom?
I will take up the first of the two Amendment 18 Groundfish Committee motions. So I'll move on behalf of the committee that the alternative for permit splitting be removed from alternatives under consideration for Amendment 18, and that permit splitting be taken up through an omnibus amendment.
Committee motion does not need a second. Committee discussion. Comments from the audience. Back to the council. Tom.
Yeah, I just think it's worth noting. This is one of the things that I think is most likely to actually improve conditions for success with small and medium-sized vessels operating in this fishery. And I recognize the concerns about transfers in effort and shifts in effort and, you know, the permitting and complexity. And I understand why people want to move forward with an omnibus action, and I get that. But I would urge us all to keep this on as a front burner issue, because many of the other things that we're talking about actually aren't, they're constraining and they're not providing opportunities. And I think this is the direction that we're going to need to go, which is increasing the flexibility for small and for all vessel types and vessel categories to prosecute multiple fisheries and right-size their fishing businesses to do that and build opportunities, build access onto their platform. So the AP has supported this strongly. It's something that I think we need to continue to move forward on. I recognize it's complex, and I'll support this because I understand it does need to be handled in a different way.
David.
Yeah, Tom is quite correct. I do agree with him. There are merits to allowing fishermen to split off permits, especially in light of the need to be flexible in order to adapt to changing circumstances, such as very low ACLs and allocations that they may have of groundfish that are just too low now relative to the ACLs that have been adopted. So I agree this should not be abandoned. The concept should not be abandoned, but it does cut across many fisheries. It does cut across councils. This is really a big-ticket issue. So I am going to support the motion and also suggest that the council takes some time to, well, actually, I suggest that staff make available to the council members, because many are new relative to when we adopted a sector policy a few years ago, and that groundfish sector policy relates specific to our desire, as a matter of policy, not to allow a shift of effort from the groundfish fishery to other fisheries if it will cause adverse consequences, being undefined. Nevertheless, it's a policy that exists. We may want to revisit that policy as part of the omnibus, or maybe even before then. So I would suggest that be made available to all council members. I don't think you can find it on the web. I may be wrong there. But I've got it on my file cabinet, so I to remind myself, especially because interests in different fisheries shift to other fisheries from groundfish certainly is very obvious within a state as fishermen seek to give up federal permits to enter state fisheries, causing all sorts of interesting management problems for individual states like my agency. So I support the motion and hope that we could move fairly soon with the development of an omnibus so we can work through all these thorny issues that are really important ones for us to take up for the benefit of the groundfish fishermen in particular.
Is there further discussion from the council? Are there any comments from the public audience? Ted.
Yeah, I realize it's early in this consideration, so I'll be brief, but as a monk fisherman, this raises real concerns. I think the last thing we want to be doing is increasing effort in the very few healthy fisheries we have left. Permit splitting seems to me, as a monk fisherman, a great way to increase effort on that resource and send it down the road groundfish has been on. And it's not surprising that the motion came from the Groundfish Committee, our AP, given their track record. We work hard to rebuild our stock. We've kept it healthy, and we'd like to see it stay healthy. And it seems like we tend to be a little more conservation-minded than other groups, but I see this as very dangerous and very complex and a great way to break the last few intact piggy banks this council has left in its management portfolio.
Are there any other comments from the audience? Back to the council. Okay. Those who support the motion on the board, please indicate so. Motion carries 16-0-0. Tom.
Now to the second of two alternatives, or excuse me, committee motions for Amendment 18. Move on behalf of the committee to remove Alternative 3, PSC splitting, from Amendment 18 alternatives.
Committee motion doesn't need a second. Council comments? Audience comments? Back to the council. Those support the motion on the board, please indicate so. And those opposed? And those abstaining? The motion carries 14-1-1. Tom, do you want to continue with Amendment 18, or do you want to park it till another date, seeing as we're just about at our 1:30 agenda item?
I think the answer to your question was in the question itself, so I'll park it. And that concludes the Groundfish Committee report.
And we will figure out a way to get Rachel and all the work that she's been doing more airtime at our next council meeting. Dr. Pierce?
Just a quick point regarding some of the documents in our binder. In particular, the PDT staff put together a very useful draft document dealing with accumulation limits consolidation. We didn't have a chance to address it at our Groundfish Committee meeting, but I strongly recommend that this council take a look at that document because it's a good job, a good starting point, and I suspect it will be taken up at our next Groundfish Committee meeting. I hope so.
Is there anything further with groundfish today?
Is it lunch break now?
Yeah, it's lunchtime, yeah. So our next scheduled agenda item is a SCALT committee report. 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 SCALT committee report.